Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simen Resh Ches Tzadi, in the very top of the Amud with Sif Hey. The Mechaber starts and he says, Ein Mevarchem Al Haner Shelo Shavas Mimleches Aveira. A person cannot make Havdalah on a candle that was lit with Isser on Shabbos. And the Mishneh Berurah adds, in Siv Katan Yudalit, Afilu B'diavid Lo Yotze, even if this is after the fact, even B'diavid, you're not Yotze over here with such a candle. And the Sharet Zion, Os Yud Beis, the Chofetz Chaim says, V'huad din b'chol ha'noch demasdis, and all of these items that we're now going to say, it's forbidden to use, so all of these that are listed in the Mishnah, they are not allowed to be used over here, even B'diavid. Back to the Mechaber, this is as opposed to lafuke ur shehudlak lechaya ulechola, as opposed to a candle, a light that was lit on Shabbos, beheter. For example, somebody, Rachbon of Islam, was sick for a chola, or Baruch Hashem, a woman that gave birth, and Baruch Hashem, she's doing okay, but you're allowed to light candles for her on Shabbos, so those are permissible fires that were lit on Shabbos, such a fire you could use for Havdalah as well. Shekivin shelohudlak laveira mevarchan alav, since they were not lit in sin, they are allowed to be used for Havdalah to make a bracha on them. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Tezvav further explains, Hainu shehudlak be'isser b'Shabbos. That which we were talking about that you're not allowed to use is something that was lit on Shabbos be'isser. It was prohibited. V'afilu rak b'vein ha'shmoshes. And even if it was lit during the b'vein ha'shmoshes period of time, twilight, when it's not clear that it's Shabbos, you still shouldn't use that for Havdalah. The issue foot number 14 brings down a flame that was lit on Shabbos, i.e. shown Shabbos. If you have a Shabbos clock and it caused a light to go on, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that that's called ner sheshavas mimleches aveira. That is not considered that a person put that on with a transgression because no person did that. And this is different than if a guy does it, as we'll see in a moment. You're not allowed to use a flame that a guy lit on Shabbos, even if the guy lit it for himself, because there a person, albeit the guy, did this avoda, as opposed to an automatic timer or something that goes on like that. So, for example, if you said that we can, as we did in yesterday's year, that you can use an incandescent bulb to make Havdalah on, and it goes on a timer, so that would be a permissible flame for a person to use for Havdalah, even though it was lit, so to say, on Shabbos, which would not be normally allowed to be done. And his reasoning is, as I just explained, shelo nesesa bo melocha ayidei odom klal. No work was done by a human being. And therefore, lo chal al hadlakoso shem melocha klal. Therefore, there is no avoda, there is no melocha that was done here on Shabbos, since a human being didn't do this. Enk hikpida hatora al hamelocha atzma shelo teyasena elo shelo yisyaga ha'odom machmasa. The Torah was not against a light having been lit on Shabbos, it was against a person lighting a light on Shabbos. Interesting diyuk. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Tezayin says, for a woman who gave birth or for a sick person, in Ein Behem Sakana, we're talking here about a chola that doesn't have sakana, dafka, ayide ein Yehudi, and we're talking here where a non-Jewish person lit it for them, as you're allowed to have a non-Jewish person do malacha for a chola she'en bo sakana. Aval ayide Yisrael, but if a Jewish person were to have lit a candle for a chola she'en bo sakana, kiven she'asu lo lahadlik bishulam, you're not allowed to light a candle for a chola she'en bo sakana, a person who's not deathly ill, mikre shelo shavas mimlechas aveira, that is called an aveira. And it's not that the candle wasn't used for aveira purposes, the candle was. However, Avo, the Mishneh Berurah says, Kishiyesh Bohem Sakana, if these are unfortunately sick people, that there is a potential for death, Rachmana Litzlan, there's a real danger over here, then the halach is, Afilu Ayde Yisrael, a Jewish person is certainly allowed to go and transgress any malachos of Shabbos to save a life. And the Kol Shekin Ayde Einu Yehudi, and certainly a non-Jewish person is allowed to do that. The non-Jewish person can even do it for a Chol HaShe'en Bo Sakana, Alachas Kama V'Kama, how much more so can he do it for a person who is a Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana? Then the Mishneh Berurah says, "Vein chiluk bein im hidlik lechola mimeduras Yisrael o mimedura shel atzmo." Makes no difference where the source of this candle's original lighting was, whether it's a Jewish source of lighting or a non-Jewish source of lighting. It doesn't make any difference. Kiven shul letzorach Yisrael ubeheter hudlak, since it was lit with permission for a Jewish person and it was done beheter, therefore there is no problem using it for Havdalah. Dishah foot number 15 points out, Va'af im hidlik ner shemen b'shiur shiocho lidlo kol haShabbos. And even if somebody lit a candle, oil candle, for example, the same thing would apply with an incandescent bulb, that you didn't need it except at nighttime. So you were, so to say, mar b'shiurim. You used more of the candle than was needed. But since the heter to light it was the single act, so the fact that there's a lot more oil than was technically needed, you don't need the oil during the day. It's light outside. You only needed the oil really for the night. That's when the chola needed it. Nevertheless, this idea of mar b'shiurim is not a problem over here. And this type of a flame could still be used for Havdalah. the Shaar HaTzion Os Yudalad, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Chofetz Chaim there says that the Magen Avraham and the Taz are this opinion that you can use a candle that was lit by a non-Jewish person for a Chol HaShem Bo Sakana. However, he brings down the Elya Rabbah disagrees with this and says the Af Ayideh Eino Yehudi Ein Mavorchen Be'ein Bo Sakana, that you shouldn't use such a candle for Avdolah if it was lit by a non-Jewish person, albeit it was done Beheter for a Chol HaShem Bo Sakana. The rationale for this in Dirshu foot number 16 is as follows. Shekivi Shal Yisrael Atzma also Lahadlikas Aner Avur Achola. Since the Jewish person himself was not allowed to light this candle for the Chola She'ein Bo Sakana, Harezeh Kiner She'liku HaGoy B'Shabbos Avur Atzma. It's as if the Goy lit the candle for himself. The Goy is allowed to light a candle on Shabbos, it's not a problem. However, Shekivi Shal also Yisrael Ladliko B'Atzma, since the Jewish person isn't allowed to light it, Nech Shafu Kiner Shalo Shavas Mimlechas Aver. According to this opinion of the Elya Rabbah, it is considered as if it was lit not with permission, even though it was lit with permission, and therefore you shouldn't use this for Havdalah. However, in the Shaar HaTzion continuing, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that the Tosefta Shabbos and the Chayei Adam agree with the first opinion of the Taz and the Magen Avraham that it is permissible l'chatchila to use such a candle for Havdalah. And in Dirshu foot number 16, he continues and explains this rationale as follows, that since it was lit beheter, therefore, there is no problem in using it. We don't view it as if the Goy lit it for himself. We view it as the Goy lit it beheter for the Jewish person, and therefore it's not a problem to use such a candle for Avdolah. That was the psak that the Mishnah Berurah in the Mishnah Berurah brought down l'halacha. Mechaber continues and he writes, Avol im hidliko eino Yehudi b'Shabbos. But if a non-Jewish person lights a candle, even for himself on Shabbos, but the non-Jewish person lit the candle, Kivan Shim Hoyo Madliko Yisrael Hoyo Over, since if a Jewish person had lit the candle in that situation, he would have been transgressing the Isser of lighting on Shabbos. Lo Shavas Mimalecha Saveira Mikri. It is not called a candle that rested from being done avoda with it, a malacha with it on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Zayin, Hainu Afilu L'Tzorach Atzmo, even if the guy lit it for himself, he wasn't doing an Isser at all, doing something on behalf of a Jewish person that he wasn't allowed to do. Sivkot Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah explains, V'afilu im ein onu yodin, talinon shemistoma hidliko b'Shabbos. And if we don't know for certain whether the Goy lit this on Shabbos or after Shabbos or possibly even before Shabbos, so the Bach brings down over here the Kein Muchak b'Gemara, that you're not allowed to go and use such a candle for Avdolah. The Mechaber continues and he says, and certainly you're not allowed to go and use v'ein mevarchem al ur shel avodas kilulim. You certainly can't use a candle that was used for avodah zarah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Ches explains, V'afilu im lo hudlak rak b'motzei Shabbos. This would be even if it was lit after Shabbos. And he says the reasoning is that tam mishum dehudlak l'chavod avodas kilulim, since it was lit for an avodah zarah, v'asur lehanos mimenu, and you're not allowed to get any benefit from such a candle. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'davka d'kishah shal heves kishura b'ner, or b'gachela shel avodas gilulim. That, you're not allowed to use it for Havdalah, is if you're actually using the flame over here that is still connected to the energy source of the coal or of the lamp that the non-Jewish person used for his avodah zarah. The kivon shagacheles yesh bo mamish v'ashalheves kishurbo. Since this coal or the source over here has mamashes to it, so the flame which doesn't have mamashes to it is connected to it and is viewed as having mamashes, so to say, in this situation as being a flame of avodah zarah. Therefore, chol ha'iser gamal ha'shalheves. Therefore, we say the flame which doesn't have mamashes normally is over here considered like a flame of avodah zarah. The lochein ein levarchel. It's pasnish. It's improper to make a bracha on it for Havdalah. However, avolim yisrael hidlik ner miner shel avodas gilulim. If you take your candle and light it from the flame of this candle that was used for avodah zarah, shari levarchel. That's not a problem. You can in fact make a bracha on it. The bezeh ein kan mamosho shel iser rakash shel heves luchod. Because here you don't have no real mamoshes of iser over here. You just have the flame that transferred to your flame. Vashal heves imbo mamish. And he brings down for the Magen Avraham in the name of Marshal that the flame is not considered as being substantive, and therefore you could actually use the flame transferred to your flame, and now you have a candle. Your havdalah candle is lit from the flame of the avodah zarah candle. That's not a problem. And he says, "V'ayin b'prima gadim shemitzadei." Look at the prima gadim who holds to be kol makom lechatchila also liyisor lahadlik neiro miner shel avodas gilulim. The prima gadim says, "Don't do this lechatchila." Elo de'im hidlik rashay levarchel. But if that's how it's already lit, you would be allowed to go and use his candle, but you shouldn't do this lechatchila. Ayin shab. Go look over there for the details. Sif vav. The mechaber writes, "Eino yehudi shehidlik b'motzei Shabbos miyisrael." O Yisrael, me'eino Yehudi, mevarchen alav. If a non-Jewish person lit a candle on Motzei Shabbos from a Jewish person's flame, or a Jewish person lit a flame from a non-Jewish person, you are allowed to go and make a bracha on that flame, that candle down that you have lit for Havdalah. However, I will eino Yehudi, shehidlik me eino Yehudi, eim avarchin alav. But if a non-Jewish person lit a flame from another non-Jewish person, then paradoxically, you're not allowed to use that flame to make havdalah on it. Why? What's the rationale here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Chaf. Kamash v'lom bazeh, the Mechaber is teaching us over here. Av de ein mevorchem al or shehidlik eino Yehudi, me eino Yehudi, acher, even though as we're going to learn in a second in the Mechaber, as we have already learned, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that the Mechaber is going to say a moment later that a non-Jewish person's flame from another non-Jewish person's flame is no good. Even if it was lit after Shabbos, so it's not even a flame that was transgressed with, so to say, if a Jewish person had lit it, as we have already learned, the Mishnah Berurah says, as will be learned in the Mechaber in a moment, this is a gezeirah the rabbis instituted because of a concern that you may come to then use a flame that a non-Jewish person had lit on Shabbos, albeit he lit it for himself, which is perfectly permissible for the non-Jewish person. But here there is no such concern, because the Jewish person is involved in the lighting over here. Either the non-Jewish person lit from the Jewish person's candle, or the Jewish person lit from the non-Jewish person's candle, so therefore you can take such a flame. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Umayri shelo hidle ko'en Yehudi haner b'misibas einam Yehudim acherim. And the caveat over here is that the non-Jewish person did not light this from a flame that was for a gathering of non-Jewish people, because the ilav hachi amrinim, because otherwise we would say, stam the misibas oved gilulim lavodas gilulim. The stam gathering of non-Jewish people in those days was because of avodas zara purposes. And therefore, v'asul avarech al aner, and you shouldn't use such a ner, ukedil el besimin reish sadi zayin, siv beiz le'inyam besamim, as we've already explained previously in regards to besamim, as we alluded to a moment ago before over here. You shouldn't use such things either lechatchila or possibly b'diavad. You shouldn't even use them as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chafalav says, "O Yisrael me'eino Yehudi." Hainu, what are we talking about over here? Afilu im ha'eino Yehudi hidlik haner shelo b'Shabbos. Even if the non-Jewish person lit it on Shabbos, afilu hachi shari, to take then a Jewish person to use that flame and light his own flame, and then for you now to go and take from that flame to light your havdalah candle. The ha al yedei hadlaka say Yisrael, when the Jewish person lit his flame from the non-Jewish person's flame, nitosef or shel heter al mitzas or sheish bo min or risho. You sort of say added on over here to the iser flame quote, with now making it a heter flame as well. Val hatosef shel heter hu mevarchen. Now, when you're making havdalah on this candle, you're really making it on the heter part over here and not on the iser part, and that why it is permissible. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chaf Beis, he adds, "Aval einu Yehudi shidlik." If the non-Jewish person lived from another non-Jewish person, the law amrinim bezed. Mishnah Berurah says, "Da tosefis or shel heter shidlik einu Yehudi zeb motzi Shabbos mevarach." We don't say over here the same rationale we said a minute ago by the Jewish person lighting for the non-Jewish person. We don't make that rationale over here. Again, this is a gezeira over here. We don't make such a rationale, and we don't allow the non-Jewish person to light from another non-Jewish person, and for that, and for us to use that as a havdalah candle. The gozru otu einu Yehudi rishon, because we're concerned if we allow that, then you may come to use straight the Eino Yehudi who had lit it, that you're not allowed to do. Now, technically, there was no Isser over there when the non-Jewish person lit it. So technically, you could have used it. Because now that it's lit after Shabbos, there is additional light over here. Because the flame that is half an hour after Shabbos is over is not the same flame that was there a half an hour before Shabbos was over. Nevertheless, gozru chachamim otu omud rishon. The rabbis put in a gzeri here across the board. Don't do this because you may come to do something from the omud harishon, and therefore the rabbi said it's no good. And Dishufut number 19 explains from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that the reasoning is shekozman shelo kolo v'nisraf hapsil shehud lach betchila, as long as the original flame has not gone out, we view this as still being part of the original flame. And he brings and he adds, Shekem Mashem Me'iri. This is based upon the Me'iri. And he writes further, Shalafize Psilas Neft O Chashmal Nechshavim Li'olun Komod Rishon. He says something that is like Neft or an incandescent bulb is always considered like the Omod Rishon in this situation. Mishnah Berurah continues, Dahainu Shiova Lavarach Somuch L'Chashecha Miyad Ba'od Shalom Nitosif HaHeter. And this is based upon the Gemara, that the reason why we make this gezeira here is because you may come to make havdalah immediately the minute Shabbos is over from the candle of the non-Jewish person, which never therefore had any heter nitosef on it, no permissible light, so to say, was added onto it. And because of this concern, albeit a rare concern, the rabbi said, low plug across the board, never use the candle from a non-Jewish person. And even if another non-Jewish person lit a candle from that, don't use that. Zera, low plug. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the cost of the Magen Avraham. What happens if you did use this candle? So he says, B'di'evet, you are Yotze. You don't have to make the Baruch again. Because this whole rationale here, as we pointed out, is a gzera. It's a warning, a concern that the rabbis had. But after the fact, they said, you are Yotze. And so too, in fact, is the Psak of the other Achronim, which the Shaar HaTzion and Noschav Gimel says, the El Yerabah, the Tosef HaShabbos, the Derech HaChaim, and the Gras. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chav Gimel writes, Im Hotzi Ha'eino Yehudi Eish Me'etzim Va'avonim B'Motzi Shabbos. If the non-Jewish person started a brand new flame, however, on Motzi Shabbos, he rubbed two stones together, then mutu levarich bari me'oreish alosuish. Then you can use that flame. The lo shayach lemizakan. There is no reason to make a decree over here because this is a brand new flame that's created Motzi Shabbos. However, avolim hidlik wein yehudi ner mizeh ha'eish yesh litzadi lahachmir. But if he then lights a second flame from this, if the Eino Yehudi lights another candle from this flame that he just created, then there is a side that suggests that you should be machmir. Because then, the Osi Lemichlef Lahatir Gam B'ner Shehud Lak B'ner Shaloshavas. Because then you may come to make a mistake. Why is it any different here? He's lighting from something else, and in the other case where it was lit on Shabbos, he's lighting from something else, so you could come to make a mistake. So the El Yerabah and the Derech HaChaim bring down over here that you shouldn't do this, as opposed to there are other opinions that say that you can use this. Finally, the Mechaber concludes, and he says, "Over Motzei Yom Kippurim, ain mevarach al ner shehidlik Yisrael me'ena Yehudi." On Motzei Yom Kippur, when you need to use a ner specifically that was lit all Shabbos long and wasn't used, and therefore we demonstrate, as we pointed out in the previous year, that you're showing that I could have used this on Yom Kippur, and I specifically did not because of the din that you're not allowed to go cook or use a flame on Yom Kippur, different than the other Yom Tovim. So you specifically want to use a flame for Havdalah that was from a candle that had not been used by a Jewish person all day of Yom Kippur, and therefore, in this situation, you shouldn't use a candle that had been lit by a non-Jewish person that you now transfer a flame to. And the Ramah says, "I in the common simon tof reish chavdalah sif hey for these dinim which I just alluded to." The Mishnah Berurah himself in Sifkot Chavdalah adds, "Bipnei sheuro shel eino Yehudi nasa b'malacha," because the non-Jewish person, when he lit the flame on Yom Kippur, is allowed to use it, and therefore malacha was done with it. Shehud lak b'yom kippurim. In and of itself, it was lit on Yom Kippur, even if he never used it for anything else. And even though, as we pointed out, you could use such a flame under certain circumstances on Motzei Shabbos, Hasamatam shu mevarach al tosefes shal heves shal heter shni tosef ayideh hadlochas Yisrael. Here, when the Jewish person go and lights from that, you're technically having now heter, and you're making the bracha on the heter. As opposed to Vatosefas Azeh, Kivon Shu Nolat Achshav, since this additional Tosefas is now coming, so to say, into existence only on Motzei Shabbos or on Motzei Yom Kippur, Havelik Or Hayotze Me'etzim Vavonim B'Motzei Shabbos, the Mutal Baruch Halav. So on Shabbos, this is perfectly permissible because you're allowed to, as most people do, strike a flame on Motzei Shabbos and light your Havdalah candle. You strike a match, and that's perfectly good. That demonstrates and reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam Rishon the power to understand and make fire on Motzei Shabbos. However, as we pointed out already several times today and previous shiurim, the flame of Yom Kippur is a different purpose. It's to remind us that you're not allowed to do melacha with a flame on Yom Kippur as opposed to other Yomim Tovim. As we've already explained, Mavur Lakame B'Siv Ches, and as will be explained in tomorrow's shir in Siv Ches, that on Yom Kippur, Motzei Yom Kippur, you can't take a new flame, you're supposed to use a flame Sheshavas. That will conclude today's shir.